And joining us this morning, as we've had the folks from Toledo Christian Schools in this week, Dave Westmeyer. He is the Spiritual Life Director at Toledo Christian Schools. Dave, welcome to the Cup Call Morning Show.
Yeah, I'm really glad to be here. Hello, everybody in Toledo.
We're glad to have you with us, and you got some special guests with you this morning.
I do. I have a young lady, Hannah Baskey. She is our school chaplain, or one of them, and she's going to be giving the devotion today. And I also have a young man, Jay Anderson, and he's one of our house leaders, and he's going to talk about our house program just a little bit.
Excellent. All right. Well, we'll turn things over to you guys.
Well, as I said, Hannah Baskey, she's going to be sharing from the Word of God. I felt like one of the best things we could do is let the audience hear our students, because we are really proud of what God's allowing us to do here. So I'm going to turn it over to Hannah, and she's going to share with you from the Word of God, and then we'll tell you a little bit about our school.
Today I'm going to share a devotion that I wrote on God's faithfulness. Sometimes in our darkest moments, it's really difficult to know that God is with us, especially when those moments seem to last forever. In times of brokenness, it's much easier to think that God has left us than to believe that He's still there. Our first reaction is normally to doubt rather than to have faith. But something that God has been teaching me is that He never leaves. Sometimes I have to let that sink in. He has never left me. And don't get me wrong, in the moment it can feel like He has left. I've had times that I have felt utterly and completely alone. And honestly, I think we've all felt that over the past. But when I'm reflecting on everything that's happened in my past, God was there. Not only was He there, He was working for my good all along. My favorite thing about Jesus is His love. He loves past everything we do, think, or say. He loves past all our mistakes. They are irrelevant to Him. He sees us in our fullest form, in His image, perfect because He made us that way. Because He loves us so unconditionally, He doesn't ever want to leave us. Personally, it's hard for me to imagine that because I've never been able to love someone the same way that God loves us. But it's so beautiful to know that God sees us without all the flaws that we see. We're always focused so much on all the wrong we do, all the mistakes we've made. It makes us feel like we must be impossible to love. It's horrible to feel unlovable, and sadly, I believe we have all been there. But here's the thing. God doesn't see any of that. He's forgiven us, and now He only sees us as good. I've heard before that true love sees others at their full potential, and I think that's how God sees us. What we need to learn of Jesus is the truth, and the way we see ourselves is wrong. Why is it okay for me to see myself as sinful when God tells me I'm clean? He wants to teach us how to see ourselves. If we could do that, I think it would be easier for us to believe in the faithfulness of God. We know that He loves us unconditionally and sees us as flawless in His image. Nothing will make Him want to leave us, even when we make mistakes, because He sees past to who we are in Him. Who He is changes who we are. So I just want to encourage everyone, the next time you feel like God has left, remember how He sees you. Don't allow yourself to think that He would leave you because of your sins. Don't let yourself think that He's gotten tired of you. Don't allow yourself to believe that He's angry with you, because all of those things are lies. That is not God's heart towards you. He'll never leave tired of you, and He's not angry with you. Please don't forget that He loves you more than you could ever. Bad things are going to happen, but God wants to be with us in those difficult times. He longs to comfort us and be close to us. I know that His heart breaks for the hurting. He's gentle and kind. We need to remember that this is our God. This is the way He loves. It's perfect love. There's only one way to know it, and that is to experience it. So I have some verses to go along with that, and the first one is Jeremiah 29:11-13, and that says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans for welfare and not for evil, to give you a future and a hope. Then you will call upon me and come and pray to me, and I will hear you. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart." I know this verse is very well known, but I think it really shows us the heart of God. He wants good for us. He's there for us. To do is call on Him. Another verse is Deuteronomy 7:9, which says, "Know therefore that the Lord your God is God, the faithful God, who keeps covenant steadfast love with those who love Him and keep His commandments to 1,000 generations. This verse is a reminder that God doesn't leave His people. He's made a covenant with us. Because He loves us, He won't leave. And lastly, Psalm 91:14 says, "Because He has set His love upon me, therefore I will deliver Him. I will set Him on high because He has known my name." I want to remind everyone that God promises to deliver those that love him. He will take care of us, has, and he always will. Something that I've learned that has been helpful is to remember specifically all the things that God has done in your life. Make it personal. What has God done over the past year? Was he there through the difficulties? Can you see that he was with you all along, even when it didn't seem like it? The next time you feel like God isn't there, just remember he has never left, and remember the way that he loves you. God is faithful, and he won't leave.
All right, Hannah, thank you so much. That was awesome, and God's faithfulness is so great. I would like to take a moment now and pray for our listening audience and for our city. If you are able to, I'd like you to just bow your head and pray with me. Father, we come before you. We just thank you so much for allowing us to be in this city and the fact that this city is part of your kingdom and what you're doing. And Lord, I pray for all of our listeners who profess faith in you that you would help us to see the opportunity that we have to shine our light here in Toledo, especially in this time where it's been so challenging and this has been very difficult couple of years. Lord, I pray that you would just help us to keep our eyes on you and have faith on you and to come to you in prayer. And as your word tells us, when we come to you in prayer, that you will give us peace that passes all understanding. So, Lord, at this time, I'd just like to pray for all of the officials who are watching over our city. Lord, I pray that you'd give them wisdom and that you would help them to see your will as they lead us. And, Lord, I also pray for our people who are first responders and people who are dealing with people who are sick with the coronavirus in hospitals. And Lord, I pray that you would just be with them and that you would empower them with your Holy Spirit and you would help them to have your strength today. Lord, I pray that there are also people who are dealing with people who are sick with coronavirus right now. Lord, I pray that you would just watch over them and bring healing to their lives. Lord, I pray that we as a city would stand up and that we would keep our eyes on you, that we'd be focused on your kingdom, and that we would just impact the world and win people to Christ who do not know you. Father, we just thank you for the opportunity we have this day to be the person that you created us to be and to shine for you. Father, we pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. I would just like to take a minute and talk about our school. I love Toledo Christian. I have 3 students that have graduated. I have a son who is now a dentist here in Toledo. I have a daughter who graduated, is now a nurse, and she lives in Indiana in South Bend area. And I have a daughter who is now at Bowling Green State University, get ready to be an educator, and Toledo Christian has been such a huge impact on our family. I also have a set of twins that are in 4th grade right now, and they are going through the TC experience as well. What I love about TC, the teachers here, and I am on staff, I know the teachers all very well, the teachers here love the Lord, and they love our students, and every year I do a survey with students, and I let them share their experiences, and they always come back. The first thing they mention about TC is that there was some teacher that did something for them that they've never forgotten. And so I love that about our community. My role here is I get to teach Bible, 9th grade. I get to walk students through the Gospels. We read them together, and then they share their thoughts in class. And it's an amazing experience to watch these students learn new things about Christ they've never learned before and to experience that for the first time. I also do chapels, do spiritual events. We have TC Cares, where normally in a year that's not has COVID, where we got kind of shut down this last session, but normally we go out through all the community. We have all of our high school students take a day off school, and we go to different locations. Over the course of the past 12 years, we've probably had over 1,000 students and volunteers participate. We've been to over 40 different locations. So that's really an awesome part of what we do, serving the community. But I think my favorite thing we do at TC is called House. So if you want to think about House, it's kind of like small groups for our student community, and each student is in a house. They come in their freshman year, or whatever year they come in, they stay in that same house all the way through their high school experience. Every Wednesday, they have a Bible study. We do activities, we do competitions. We do our service through House to give us an opportunity to have 30 different students lead each year. I have one of our students here with me. His name is Jay Anderson. He came in his junior year, so like House was totally new to him, the school was totally new to him, and this year, he is now a captain in his house, the House of Timothy. So I want him to take a minute and share his experience with the House program so you guys can see the opportunity that our students have here.
Yeah, so thank you, Mr. Westmeyer. The House program is a really unique program in that it allows the students to form like a tight-knit community with each other. Everybody in the school has their own house. It's not like a club where people are selected. It's by the teachers, Mr. Westmeyer and Mrs. Canfield, and it's about 20 students to a house. It allows people to get to know each other and find a bond, someone just to get their feet sunk in, especially at a new place, like new high school, new school. It's all troubling times. It's like a grounding experience. I remember my first day, we all start off with this giant field day, go out on the field and have this fun competition where each freshman, new student finds their house, and seeing your house like cheer up when they see your name and just light up signs and throw banners and go crazy. It's awesome to see. You know that there are people there who want you and who are rooting in your corner. And that whole day is just fun, and you get to know people. It was really impactful to me. I didn't feel alone walking through the hallways. I could always see someone. I was like, oh, that's my house captain, or oh, that's someone from my house. Today, I've found it really helpful in that now I can be that role model to freshmen who are coming in and to help to ground them and to see them in the hallways and say, oh, you belong to the House of Timothy.
And thank you, YesFM, for allowing us to come on today.
Thank you, Hannah and Jay. We really appreciate the words you guys brought to us today. It's been great having you on with us. If folks want to find out more information about Toledo Christian Schools, how can they do so?
ToledoChristian.com. We have a webpage, and you can look on there. It'll give you all the information on how to contact and call the school or whatever. We allow students to come in shadow, so we have that happening all the time. So your student can come experience being an Eagle for a day. That'd be probably a great experience for them.
Hey, Dave, thanks so much. Thank you, Hannah. Thank you, Jay. Appreciate you guys being on with us this morning.
All right. Have a great day.